For Radio K-Man News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. The Defense Bill 2020 sees a second reading in the Legislative Assembly last night.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against, the ayes have it.
Premier the Honorable Alden McLaughlin expressed pride in the process, which saw a number of changes due to the efforts of politicians to ensure an appropriate balance of power between the governor as representative of the UK and the LA as representatives of the people of Cayman.
And I do believe that in time to come, those who come after us, not just in this house, but in this life, will look back on occasions like this and on legislation like this with pride, the same kind of pride that we demonstrate over and over in this house, in the foresight, the wisdom, and the courage of those who held these seats two generations ago.
The defense bill provides the legal framework for the newly established Cayman Islands Regiment. The Youth Services Unit has extended the deadline of submission of nominations for Proud of Them Round 12 until Friday, October 31st, 2020. Education and Youth Minister, the Honorable Juliana O'Connor Connolly.
I implore you all to use this excellent opportunity to celebrate the remarkable accomplishments of some of the most extraordinary and talented youth within these Cayman Islands.
The annual Proud of Them Award scheme recognizes excellence amongst youth in the Cayman Islands, and all young people between 10 and 25 year olds are eligible for nomination. The categories include academics, career, sports, and community service.
Help us to recognize excellence among youth in the Cayman Islands. Submit your nominations today.
Nominations may be completed online at youthservices.ky, or you can download a copy and email it to info.ysu@gov.ky before midnight on Friday, October 31st. The Cayman Islands National Museum is hosting an event fitting for the Halloween season, but with a Caymanian twist.
The Duffy Stories speaker series is an interactive storytelling night where you can hear Duffy stories from those of us at the National Museum, and we'd want to hear stories from the public as well. And we just want to keep the Caymanian folklore and culture alive and share memories as well.
Special Events and Programs Assistant at the National Museum, Shanice McField, says spaces are limited, so email her at shanicemcfield@museum.ky or call 949-8368 extension 2024 to reserve a spot today. Now we turn to the BBC with a check on international news. I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins with Radio Cayman.
BBC News with Debbie Russ. Donald Trump's controversial nomination of the conservative judge Amy Coney Barrett to fill a vacancy on the Supreme Court has cleared another hurdle. A full Senate vote is now due to be held next week after the Judiciary Committee approved the president's choice. Lebanon's newly nominated Prime Minister Saad Hariri says he'll form a government of experts who will have to confront the country's very grave economic crisis. If he's able to assemble a new administration, it will mark a return to power for Mr. Hariri. Poland's Constitutional Court has ruled to introduce an almost total ban on abortion. With wide legal restrictions already in place, the judges have also ruled that ending the life of a deformed fetus is counter to the Polish constitution. It means abortion in Poland is now a valid option only in cases of rape or incest, or to protect the mother's life. Unrest has continued in Nigeria, with further violence at prisons in various parts of the country and the looting of a food warehouse in Lagos. President Muhammadu Buhari told the security forces to show as much restraint as possible. He's due to address the nation later today. BBC News.